76 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of today, this hump day Wednesday, August 21st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to remind you about the 15, probably 20 minutes it'll take for you to do something that could impact the votes of 1,100 people in your community. What I'm talking about is the cards, the 11 questions to ask 11 people. For a $25 investment, you'll get 100 of these cards shipped directly to your home, office, business, along with a couple of rear window stickers to put on your vehicle's glass on the back window to promote the radio station, and some business cards for the station and my show, which you can just hand out to people when you see them. Hey, check this out. Check out the music. Check out the show. There's the email. There's the websites. All the information about the apps. TuneIn app for the music TuneIn for the show and the Simple Radio app for the music. The package, you'll have these 100 cards. All you have to do is give them to people. Hey, do me a favor. Look these 11 questions over and think about them before you vote on November 5th. Ask them to talk to a total of 11 people asking those 11 questions when you hand them the card. You're not charging them for the card. You're giving them the card, but you're tasking them with talking with 11 of their friends. 10 of their friends plus their vote, folks, is 11 people per card times 100 cards. You could impact 1,100 people in your community. Stop and think about that. And these questions are not posed as Republican or Democrat questions. These are American questions. We have got to educate the people, and we have to get them to think intellectually about how they're going to vote. Not with emotions, facts, evidence, real questions about their world that will get them to think, who should I vote for on November 5th? Now, in my personal opinion, don't give these to your Republican friends that you know darn well they're going to pull a straight Republican ticket necessarily. Focus on them, but have them tell you who the independents are, the fence setters, the people who are undecided. They don't like Donald Trump because of his personality, his convictions, all this garbage circus going on around him, but at the same time, they don't like the economy. They don't like the price of food and gas. They don't like the interest rates. There's something about this economy that almost every single person is upset with. So get them to think about this. And when you do, you may actually impact the way they vote on November 5th. It's the independents that are going to decide the outcome of these elections. Republicans are voting straight Republicans. Democrats are voting straight Democrat. It's the independents, about the 20%, 22%, depending on county, region, location, state. The independents are the ones that are going to be the swing vote this year. If you can get these cards in their hands and get them to think about this intellectually, with these 11 questions, you could change the outcome in your community. So again, text me cards I will send you a link to the website, acconservatives.org, and you will be shipped these items. You will get these in the mail probably within 2 or 3 days. Now, there's a couple of packages that we overlooked from last week. We got two people who paid the $25 that the packages did not get shipped out. Those are going out today. I just want to let you know those are going out today. Hopefully, you'll have those before Friday, possibly Saturday. But just wanted to let you know. Now, one of the things talked about at the DNC convention, and we talked about this yesterday, they are still pushing this. So here is some things that they are talking about that got added into the mix last night. Of course, opening night was all about abortion, women's rights, horror stories about Donald Trump and the evil Republicans trying to take away their right to abortion. Well, kind of interesting the way it shifted last night. The reports I've read so far looks like no other policy issues other than fluff of the fact that Kamala Harris is a woman. They went from women's rights for reproductive health care abortion to Tuesday's presentation discussion about the history that's going to be made because the Democrat Party will be the first party to elect a Democrat woman to be president of the United States. This is now what they're focusing on. They're not talking about the economy. They're not talking about the border. They're not talking about anything that has to do with real policy. It's all about making history. Kind of an interesting twist, kind of an interesting perspective. Now, one thing I want to get into for the upcoming state convention. Many people are asking me who to vote for, who am I voting for. I reached out to Andrew Fink yesterday, not once, not twice, but three times, finally getting a phone call from a young person with a 313 area code down in the Detroit area, telling me that Andrew is extremely busy preparing for Saturday's convention and wouldn't be able to drive up to Northern Michigan to do the interview with me on the radio show. Well, I responded back and I told him, you don't have to drive up here. I told him that when I spoke to him in person on the phone. He blew me off. Yesterday, we had somewhat tentatively set up. He was going to be on the show from 11:05 to 11:30 yesterday, but then he texted me back and said, sorry, I forgot. I had to pick up my daughter from driver's education class. I understand being a family man. Don't get me wrong. But he could have done the interview with his cell phone while driving to and picking up his daughter. This wasn't something that was going to take a whole lot of time out of his day to be with you guys on the radio. But evidently, he feels it's more important to do other things and hasn't gotten back to confirm with me an interview for today. I'm going to reach out to him here at the top of the hour and see if, in fact, he's able to come on today. But I just find it kind of interesting. Wanted to ask him some great questions and also explain some things about his background, his family. I got information from Phyllis. I already got information from Rick. I got information from others. I got the link to the video forum that was conducted down at a church in Heartland, Michigan. The candidates were there for Supreme Court, wanting to vet him, wanting to have him on the radio. So we'll see if that happens rest of today's show. Now, one of the things interesting going on is my school that I went to, Michigan State University. Michigan State University Board of Trustees is being criticized for being secretive and dysfunctional. Well, Michigan's Republican delegates will have the opportunity on Saturday to oust the board chair and sole Republican currently on the board, Dan Kelly. This Saturday, the delegates to the Michigan Republican Party convention in Flint will decide the Republican nominees for the Michigan State University's Board of Trustees, University of Michigan Board of Regents, two Supreme Court posts, and a couple of other education posts. Kelly is the partner in the Auburn Hills-based Kelly Law Firm and has a history of representing government agencies and entities like school districts, law enforcement agencies, and municipalities. He was first elected to the Board of Trustees back in 2016. He won in the general election by collecting more than 1.9 million votes when Donald Trump was at the top of the ticket. Well, he's being challenged. Republican delegates will determine who will fill the two Republican nomination spots for the Michigan State University Board. While Kelly is the incumbent, Julie Madej, a former Novi City Council member, and veteran U.S. Navy member Michael Balow are looking to get those two slots. Madej told MERS News Service, "I think it's time to purge the Michigan State University's board." When asked if Kelly's incumbency will make him vulnerable in front of the delegates, problem is he's been on a very dysfunctional board for the last 8 years, and he's been a part of a lot of it. So yes, I do find him to be very vulnerable. I'm in this race because I want to see change, and I don't like under the current board that there's any vision for changing for the better. She said delegates always bring a lot of passion, they're very informed, and take their vote very seriously. She said both she and Balow are focusing on transparency in their campaigns, and this is what they want, and this is what we're willing to give them. I've looked at this board race, and I am absolutely all about getting rid of Dan Kelly. Absolutely, he has got to go. So if you're going down to Flint this Saturday, vote for Balow, B-A-L-O-W, and Julie Madej, M-A-Day. Dan Kelly has got to go. This board needs to be transformed, and these are the two I believe can do it. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
SystemsNet now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, talking about Michigan State University, my former school where I went to college. I was in the Lyman Briggs College within Michigan State University. I was in the pre-med, pre-law, pre-dent, people that were going to be dentists, basically attended that college. Well, the board has been dysfunctional, and Dan Kelly, the incumbent, needs to go. That's the bottom line. And the two people I will be voting for and telling people to vote for is Bailo and Madej. Now, Bailo, for example, this is kind of interesting. One of the things that he wants to do is make sure that the Republican trustees speak more often to the press, to hold more public meetings, to take questions, interact with the public, and actively improve how minutes of the meetings actually end up representing what the trustees are saying and thinking about. Bailo informed MERS that he's personally submitted 20 Freedom of Information requests for MSU records and has been hit with multiple delay notices and heavy, heavy redactions once he gets the information. He said the biggest price tag he's seen in order for Michigan State University to respond to one of his records requests came back was at $3,000. This is how much the university wanted to charge him to fill his Freedom of Information Act information request. He said he doesn't have any personal vendetta against Kelly. I think he's been on the right side of a couple of things, but he believes that his message is very similar to Julie Madej's. He says, I feel that at the convention, he's going to have to work a lot harder because he's been associated with this board during this very dysfunctional period in our history. And the fact that he is the chair even adds injury to insult. We all need a voice. Our vote is what we can say, look it. Because you're outnumbered on the board, don't blame anything on us. You have to speak out against injustices when they occur, and you need to let people know exactly where you stand. So going to be an interesting race. One of the things that could possibly be discussed at the convention on Saturday is in December of last year, the board unanimously approved transferring more than the $6,000 documents at a cost of $30,000 to the Attorney General's office. All of it related to the university's ex-sports doctor, Larry Nassar. The reported sexual abuse linked to his career while at Michigan State University. Nassar was sentenced to 60 years in federal prison on child pornography charges and up to 175 years for sexually abusing children. But in April, the university continued to face criticism for not releasing the documents publicly, claiming that such a release would interfere with the Attorney General's further work on the case. Well, it's a problem. Kelly became chair of the Michigan State University Board during a special meeting after 10 p.m. on March 3rd, which was a Sunday. He replaced former chair Vassar, a Metro Detroit Democrat who stepped down when a report recommended the governor possibly remove her and East Lansing Democrat Dennis Denno from the board entirely. The investigation was conducted by Miller Chevalier, a law firm specializing in white-collar offenses and employee benefits. In their findings, bottom line, they had to go. So this is going to be interesting race. Again, these are people I feel that need to replace the current chair, the current Republican, Dan Kelly. Sorry, Kelly, you had your opportunity for 8 years, and under your service to the university, you totally screwed up. You failed. It's time for new blood. It's that simple. So if you have any questions about who to vote for on Saturday, feel free to text me. I'll give you my opinion. I've done the research. I've read the stories. I've looked at the backgrounds. I've looked at the resumes. And I think these people are better to suit us properly on the Michigan State University Board. Michael Balow, B-A-L-O-W, and Julie Made. That's who Vicky and I will be voting for. And if you need this information, let me know. Going to reach out to Andrew Fink one more time. Normally, I give him three strikes and you're out. This will be strike number four. I hopefully can get him on the show and have him talk about his run to be a Michigan State Supreme Court Justice. He's running for the eight-year term against current Judge Mark Boonstra, who, by the way, has been endorsed by Donald Trump, for whatever that's worth. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.